Hello and welcome to the Total Football Soccer Show, Richmond's first, only, and therefore best soccer talk show. I'm Taylor. Dale remains out of the country, so we'll once again be joined in studio by Josh and Albert to discuss our Christmas wish list, which may or may not involve a hypothetical slap fight featuring Cristiano Ronaldo. All right, so here we are once again. We're joined by Albert and Josh. Say hello, boys.
How's it going?
Hello again.
That was Albert and then Josh. So obviously right now it's the holiday season, and I thought what better time to break out our holiday wish list. So today we're going to be discussing the top five things we each want Santa to deliver in the coming season. Al, what you got for us?
Well, to start off, my number five, this is kind of for you as well, Taylor, but other Manchester United fans out there, I hope that Man U loses what would be their record-breaking 19th top-flight title on the last day at home to Stoke City. That would make me very, very happy.
Interesting to me that Liverpool doesn't come in there in your first mention, but I feel like maybe they'll factor later. So
it's possible. It's possible.
I'll hold that out on that one, but I wouldn't hold your breath, my friend. Even Santa can't deliver some miracles.
All right, mine, on a different note, I wish that Eric Winalda would replace Tommy Smith on ESPN for any and all announcing or any soccer shows.
Now, for the listeners out there who may not be familiar with either one of those personalities, why is that exactly?
Well, first of all, Eric Winalda is a former U.S. national player, so I obviously like him. Secondly, Tommy Smith is a guy they brought in, supposedly from Ireland by his accent, but really from New York, and really doesn't seem to know that much about soccer other than there's an onion bag involved.
Yeah, he does have that popular catchphrase of like putting a bulge in the old onion bag when people score. I'm not really sure what that means, but what's this about New York?
He's actually born in New York.
Okay, so ESPN, well done there, because I totally thought he was an expert. So yeah, Eric Winalda. Eric Winalda also, we've talked about Jim Rome a lot of times on this show, how we're not big fans of him. Eric Winalda isn't either, and he had some choice words for him, so you can look those up, because I can't really mention them on air. But with that, I'll go to my number five. I was actually at a party this weekend. I was talking to my buddy Ricky, and he was saying that he didn't really get why there was such a difference between the way the MLS is structured and the way European leagues are structured, that, you know, why are there playoffs here and not over there? And so I think that if Santa's bringing me anything, the first thing I'd like to see him bring me is a unified MLS or unified American soccer structure. Basically, I want the MLS to buy all the leagues. I want it to be a single table with, you know, relegation, promotion, and then I think you might get more interest, at the very least, just because it's different than most American sports, so, you know, maybe you get interest that way.
Well, Taylor, I do have to thank you, because you just stole my number two.
Outstanding.
So thank you.
Great minds.
There you go. Except that you just compared me to Josh, so that kind of hurts my feelings. All right, Al, so your number four?
My number four would be what I would call the triumphant return of Freddie Adu. And by
really?
That, I mean that he comes out of the wilderness, wherever he's been hiding.
Somewhere in Portugal, I think.
And once out of that wilderness and he has a good run of form, the comeback will only be complete once he says, "Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years."
Wow. He's going to channel LL Cool J then?
Yes. Yes,
I like
he is.
It. I like it. I don't really see it happening. But, you know, again, that's why we're asking Santa.
Wish list. Wish list.
Good point. I guess, yeah, really, when I break out my number five being a unified American soccer structure, maybe that's a little bit more far-fetched. So, yeah, good point.
I don't know. In the far-fetched list, mine's pretty up there, too, for my next one. I don't know if any of y'all remember when the MLS first started play, but they had a PK shootout, which is very different than the European structure, in which the forward started with the ball from the top of the circle at midfield and had a one-on-one breakaway with the keeper. And I understand that this is just kind of pointless and has no tradition at all, but it was fun to watch, and I enjoyed it.
So, wait. You want the MLS to bring back like a penalty shootout, or you just want the PK to become that style?
If a penalty shootout happens, particularly not in a championship game, but let's say in a U.S. Cup game that's not quite as important to people. I think it's just a fun little gimmick, and I understand that gimmicky things in soccer in America haven't worked in the past.
I think I'm going to add on to that. Josh and I have known each other for quite a while, and after seeing that when we were young, we would go out and spend countless hours having our own MLS-style shootouts, and they were some of the most fun you could have playing soccer.
One thing that would be, I think, be good for the EPL as well as myself is my number four. That would be for Liverpool to finish outside the top four. Obviously, in the past years, there's been the development of the Big Four, which is Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal, and Chelsea. More recently, it's kind of been a Big Two, I guess some might say, with you know, Chelsea and Manchester United
dominating.
In terms
of league championships, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess Liverpool, you know, you guys were third last year, but you pushed United the whole way. You fell off a little bit at the end. But I think that, you know, I say Liverpool just because I'm a United fan. I don't really like you guys, and I want to get a rise out of you as well. But I think it would be interesting to see, you know, maybe not Manchester City because I'm not a big fan of them either, but, you know, an Aston Villa. Everton or even a Tottenham get in there and, you know, get that European place and knock somebody out.
What I will say on your point is obviously don't want to be Liverpool, but I do think it'd be good for the game to have a fourth, to break that little chain.
Like, I think it would be good for the game, especially if it wasn't Man City, because I think the problem, and I think you're getting there, is the way that money has taken over the English game. And it's not just the English game, it's the European game in general. And so, for those of you that don't know, Man City is owned by one of the richer people in the world.
It's Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan or something like that. Yeah, he's got a couple billion in there.
He has, you know, billions of dollars, and he's thrown it around, and he's put together somewhat of an all-star team, and there's no real development of talent. It's just go out, cherry-pick players. And so if it were to be a Tottenham, who has a very strong squad, and yes, they bought players, or an Aston Villa, I'd be much happier. Mm-hmm. Granted, I want to see Arsenal not be in the top four, or, well, preferably Man U, but I just don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I just think that the whole buying your way into elite status is not great for the game.
Yeah. Although on the plus side, you could see a lot of Americans trying to claim that they've always been Manchester City fans, and, like, they love the team, and then when you ask them who their favorite was from, like, 2004, there'd probably be a lot of blank looks, so... Yeah, I'll give you that one as well.
Okay. My number three, and this is a very much me-centric thing, is I would love for what I call the French mob to no longer be running soccer. The president of FIFA is Sepp Blatter. He is French. The president of UEFA, the second most powerful governing body in soccer, is Michel Platini. They're both French. I have no problem with the French people. But I do have a problem with these two French guys in particular, because I believe if you look at what's happened recently, there's been... I'm not going to say
this is a disclaimer. I think this is we're getting to the point of conspiracy.
Got
to
love conspiracy
theories. But not quite there yet.
It's close to conspiracy as to what happened recently, especially with the French national team in terms of their route to getting to the World Cup in South Africa. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think in the draw leading up to the playoffs for the UEFA, there was this they were not going to seed teams. They were just going to have names picked out of a hat. And oddly enough, once it became clear that France was going to be in that playoff system, which was kind of a shock, they were going to have seeded teams. And so the French drew Ireland, a tough draw, but to mitigate that factor, France was allowed to be the only seeded nation to play the second leg, so the last game, at home, which they ended up winning, or they ended up tying controversially through
Thierry Henry handball.
Yeah. And then not only to top that, They managed to be an unseeded team that got drawn into the group of the weakest seeded team in the World Cup, that being South Africa. And I just think that it's time to just spread the wealth out a little bit.
So if Santa's bringing you something, if you're gonna ask him for one thing, if you're gonna sit on Santa's lap and say, Santa, bring me what? Does FIFA unearth this global conspiracy, or is it
I would hope I would hope there's no conspiracy behind it, because really I don't want to see the game get a black eye like that, in all seriousness. But what I'm asking Santa for is just for maybe the French to bow out losing to South Africa, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess the South Africans would be okay with that. I think, you know, maybe...
Where I may have made some enemies in France, maybe some friends in South Africa.
Yeah, there you go.
My third wish from Santa would be a Juventus reincarnation, meaning I would love to see Del Piero and Gigi Buffon take them back to the promised land of the Serie A title. I know this is an extremely long wish, and I know there's some problems that people might have with Juventus and winning titles and such. Like, maybe there was a cheating scandal a few years back.
Maybe, or there absolutely was a cheating scandal.
Hey, as a part-time Juve fan, I'm going to go with maybe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gray area, I guess, for Josh.
Was there a lot of gray area when they were relegated for cheating? Was that where the gray area was?
Yes. But mainly Buffon and Del Piero, two of my favorite players in the world to watch.
Okay.
I would like to see people remember how good Buffon was, because I don't think he was really involved in the cheating. I think it was higher ups. And I just, after they fell down to Serie B, people just completely forgot that he was one of the best players in the world, or at least one of the best goalies.
Right. And you could make the argument, I mean, if they're your two favorite players, I think it's worth mentioning that there was a match fixing scandal Juventus were implicated and eventually relegated. They, I believe they won the league that year.
They did.
And had, they got it stripped of that title, went to Inter Milan. They were put down in the second division or Serie B, and a lot of their best players left. You know, they went to greener pastures. And Gigi Buffon, their goalkeeper, and Del Piero, who's one of their better strikers. There's a couple other guys, I think Pavel Nedved. But yeah, they kind of spurned the big money moves, and they stayed with the club. They got them back into Serie A.
They did.
And I mean, yeah, I think they're
back into Champions League. I mean,
back into Champions League, yeah.
I'll be honest, it almost kind of helped Juve in some ways. They got a lot younger in some places where they're aging because of it. But
although I would say that Italy won the World Cup that year, and maybe that was their way of getting back on top. So I'm okay with you know, relegation and fines and all that good kind of stuff. But it is nice to see somebody besides AC Milan challenging
at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I guess we're gonna stick with the idea of the money and loyalty, because my number three. It's my number three. Maybe it's the thing I'd most like Santa to bring me is a violent fist fight between Kaká and Ronaldo that takes place on the pitch.
Okay.
That pretty much dooms Real Madrid's entire season. But I think that would be hilarious from every perspective.
Taylor, how violent could a fist fight between those two really be?
Well, it'd be a slap fight. But I think somehow Ronaldo would, you know, once again show his abs off. He did that last weekend. He wanted to show how, or 2 weekends ago, excuse me, he wanted to show how nice his abs were. So he took off his shirt and he got
defense.
A yellow card for it. In his defense, he does do 3,000 crunches a day. Yeah, so maybe like they get into an argument about who has nicer abs, and then you know the slap fight ensues. There's you know locker room chaos and all that kind of stuff. The team falls apart. Maybe Real Madrid plummets. You know, I'd be okay with that. I think they're another team. You know, we've talked about it before on the show. That's really you know they have a history of success. They have a history of achieving, but they brought in a lot of big names for a lot of money, and I wouldn't mind seeing them fall apart.
Yeah, it's just back to the point we were making before. It's great when teams do well, but if you want to build a successful team, look at what Barcelona's done. Yes, they've gone out and they bought great players, but they went out and you know they didn't buy their way to the top necessarily. They have the midfield pairing of Xavi and Iniesta. That's pretty much homegrown. These are kids that grew up that had posters of Pep Guardiola, their manager, on their wall. They've been Barcelona through and through. And it seems to me that as a fan at least, that would be a more rewarding way to go about winning. Though, that being said, winning is great.
Winning is winning.
Yeah, there you go. I do have to ask, though, if Kaká and Ronaldo fought, are you guys putting all your money on Kaká in that one?
I'm putting it on Ronaldo.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Because?
I think he's got some tricks in him.
he's wily?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so Josh is backing Ronaldo.
I'm backing Ronaldo.
I would back Kaká.
And I'm hoping that they both somehow find a way to lose. all right, so that's my number three.
Okay, my number two is that Liverpool makes the top four, allowing them to keep Fernando Torres, because I have a theory that if they don't make the top four, Torres is going to leave. Mm-hmm. And that retroactively, they keep Xabi Alonso, and they get rid of Rafa Benitez, and this whole season never happened.
Oh, Xabi Alonso was one of their best central midfield players. He was sold to Real Madrid. He was another one. But So you're saying, how do they retain him? They go back in time and retain him?
Well, part of what I think Santa has the ability to find gaps in the space-time continuum because he's able to deliver gifts to every child in the world Christmas night.
Uh-huh.
So he could use that special power and therefore grant me this wish of not having this terrible, terrible, terrible season thrust upon me.
All right, fair enough. All right, okay, man. So you used what word did you use last week?
Quirky.
All right, so Albert has now used quirky in his first appearance, and now he's referenced the space-time continuum in his second appearance. You're on fire, man. I'm thoroughly impressed.
Well, when you're as depressed as I am as a fan about Liverpool, you start thinking of creative ways to get around it.
Fair enough.
All right, and on to my number two. It was the one Taylor stole from me earlier, the whole relegation promotion issue in the MLS, USL.
What do you think would be good coming out of that?
If you've watched any European soccer, and you can just tell late in the season that teams still care because they don't want to get relegated. They want to avoid that. They want to keep the money for staying in the top flight.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed, let's say you watch, I'm a huge baseball fan, so let's say you watch baseball and your team's done by late July. They're just playing out a string of games, and it takes a lot away from the game, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you bring it in, you've got like interest in the top of the table, you got interest in the bottom of who's going up, who's coming down. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you there.
And I also think that if you watch the MLS, the regular season's almost meaningless. Over half the teams get in the playoffs, so you have teams with records very close to or under 500.
Yeah, plus, you know, like we have like our local Richmond Kickers there in USL Division 2. They won the title last year, but, you know, this season they're going to start in USL 2. I'd like to see them go up and see, can they survive in USL 1? Will they come back down? Could they maybe one day get to the MLS? You know, you never know. So, yeah, I definitely agree. I think Santa should get on that. I mean, that's two of us who have asked for that now. I think, really, Santa, you know, this can't fall on deaf ears anymore.
Truth. The other thing that promotion really does is gives every single team hope that maybe one day they can do it. Maybe they can get there. It gives people a reason to follow that local team more closely. You don't have to be like, well, they're just a second division team. I want to follow the top team. You can be like, they have a chance, possibly one day in the future, to be a top team.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, well, my number two is a bit confusing because it involves two magical beings. Because I would like Santa to influence Manchester United to sign the wizard that earlier in the season cursed Ronaldo. If you're not familiar with that story, you can find more intricate details online. But essentially, there was a wizard who claimed that he had cursed Ronaldo. And I will admit that shortly thereafter, Ronaldo injured his ankle and was out for a good month. So you never know. But so I think he may have some powers there. I would like Manchester United to sign him and cure every single one of our injured players. Because right now, I think like 80% of our players are out right now. I think this weekend we got trounced by Fulham.
Don't have excuses.
And I think that, you know, it was like our back four was like a 10-year-old, and then maybe like a player who'd been retired for 4 years. They're all really mockery. No sympathy for me. It was It was a tough weekend for me. We lost
Pompey.
To Fulham, guys.
We lost to Pompey.
I didn't know that. Really? Well, it must be really hard for you guys.
It's a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm. So I would like us to have all of our players cured by a wizard, and then I would like to go on to win the season. And I think that is something that Santa can and will be willing to deliver.
Moving right along. On to my number one, what I want to see, and I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I want the U.S. to beat England, and it sets up a great march through the World Cup. I know it's obvious, but it's a World Cup year. I love the United States men's national team. I want to see them beat England so, so badly.
Yeah, I this is also my number one.
I think we're all kind of on the same boat in this one.
Yeah, so basically, I guess maybe we should come down to the particulars of it then. So we all want USA to beat England. I would honestly be, if we beat England, make it to the knockout round, it's a successful World Cup for me. That's enough. But maybe, you know, maybe there's some other conditions.
I know mine had in it specifically that Charlie Davies gets a run in a game late in the first round and gets a big goal that helps push us through.
Mm-hmm.
Not against any team in particular, just I'd love to see that story. I think it'd be a great story.
Mm-hmm. See, I vowed to wear a Revolutionary War coat the week of the broadcast leading up to the USA-England game because I think Daryl needs to understand, you know, that we're not going to get... This is our former colonial occupier.
You can get
it's not happening again.
You can get the Don't Tread on Me flag, too.
I will do that because I have a sneaking suspicion. Daryl has gone home to England for the holidays, but so I'm a little concerned.
He's loading up.
I think he's giving away our secrets. He's been in this country for a long time. He knows many things about American soccer. Who's to say he's not there briefing the Queen? I feel like they probably have a good relationship, so you never know.
A working relationship, at least.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So, yeah, I'd be happy with a big win. I think, have I just offended the Queen? Could that be a problem? Well, we'll see.
I mean, maybe you'll hear from the Queen's people, but I don't really think that's going to happen.
So what about you guys? So if Santa's giving you a gift besides the USA winning, is it USA winning the World Cup? Is it USA making it
quarterfinal for me?
It's kind of bad that if I can have anything from Santa, what I want from Santa is for them to beat England and to make the second round. You know, it's tempered expectations.
I like that we throw out Manchester United hiring a wizard, Santa going back in time, and yet our number one is the most realistic one I think we could have.
I don't want to ask too much from Santa because I want this to happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't want any gaps in the space-time continuum. I don't want the French mob to stop running FIFA. I don't want...
Yeah.
You know, the world to turn upside down in the U.S. and there to be a single, you know, unifying force between all the leagues. I just want the U.S. to win against England.
Well, I would like Liverpool to get relegated, but since that probably isn't going to happen either, I'll just go with a successful World Cup. But now I'm thinking we got some time here. So I'm wondering, we've given our top five lists, and if you have your own top five things you'd like Santa to bring you, then email it to us at soccer@wrr.org, or you can post it on the website at podcast.theoffside.com. But now I'm thinking, what else might people like to see? You know, like, for example, you know, Landon Donovan, we mentioned last week he was possibly going to Everton. Now he is going to Everton in England. And I'm wondering, you know, do you think he wants to, like, he would ask Santa for a successful you know, trial abroad since he's now, he has had, what, three in Germany, all unsuccessful? Do you think he wants hair plugs? Maybe? You never know. He does have that receding hairline.
He could talk to Andre Agassi about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you go, you know, aside from Donovan, I guess, like, for me, David Beckham, you know, he probably wants to go to the World Cup. I think he's probably going to get that, so he may not need Santa for that one. He just got loaned to AC Milan, and he wanted Milan to draw Manchester United in the Champions League. They drew them, so he already got that Christmas wish. So I'd say really all he could ask Santa for is maybe like a second body that he could cover in kind of ridiculous tattoos. That seems like something Santa could help him out with.
And then there's always a couple other players that might have Christmas wishes this year. Ronaldinho in particular. Looks like he might want to go back a few years in time, shed some pounds, get back in shape, learn how to juggle and dribble again. Who knows?
Yeah, a couple years ago he was
player of the year.
He was you know, like on top of the world. He was the best player for Brazil, and now it's just, you know, he may not even make the World Cup. He probably won't make the World Cup squad.
I don't think he's going
to
make that.
And, you know, he's not playing very well at AC Milan. I loved earlier in the season you had Silvio Berlusconi, who's the owner of AC Milan. He made all these, you know, dramatic statements about how at the beginning of the season Dino had gotten up on a table and apologized to his teammates and said he was back and, you know, this was going to be his year and he was going to lead them to the promised land. And then their interviews with Ronaldinho, and he's like, "Nah, I never said that. I have no intention to do that." And I'm just like, "Wow, really?"
He's
like,
"I'm gonna keep partying.
I'm uncomfortable in my life right now."
Yeah, so maybe he just needs like a better way to hide his partying, or maybe he just, you know, he needs a girdle. I guess maybe that's the best way Dino can look like he's still fit.
I think that'd be a first in international soccer, player wearing a girdle.
You're listening to the Total Football Soccer Show with Daryl
and Taylor
on Richmond Independent Radio 97.3, radio for the rest of us.
So one last thing I wanted to get through before we leave for the holiday season is to ask Daryl what his top five things are he'd like from Santa. So we got in touch with him. He is in England, but I guess they still have some form of technology. So he sent us his top five, and here they are.
All right. Well, from Daryl's point of view, a really good present from Santa would be a lie detector for Man City chief executive Gary Cook. So he knows when he's lying, not just the rest of the world.
I assume that's in reference to Manchester City recently hired Roberto Mancini. He's a pretty famed Italian player coach, and he came in, he replaced Mark Hughes, who is another famed coach. And I guess it was more so the controversy surrounding it that Gary Cook may or may not have fibbed a few details about that one.
Yeah, apparently Mark Hughes said he had no clue, but who knows?
Yeah, well, poor Mark Hughes, maybe not what he wanted from Santa, but such is life. So moving on to number four, a coach who is doing well. Daryl says he'd like a lifetime contract for Fabio Capello because once he leaves, England are in trouble. And I'm inclined to agree with him because they weren't doing too well before Fabio came in. They didn't qualify for Euro 2008. Fabio comes in. They qualify pretty easily for the World Cup this summer, and they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I'll say all the results add up to Capello being the right coach for him, at least at this point in time.
Yeah, much to my chagrin because I'd much prefer England look weak going into this one against USA.
Yes.
But there's still time. We'll see. And especially because I think Daryl's number three may play a big part in that one.
Daryl's number three is asking the pod people that have stolen Rio Ferdinand to go ahead and give him back in time, unharmed, for the 2010 World Cup.
Yeah, that's another theory that I've thrown out here. You know, you go back to you know, the famed film, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, when, you know, the pod people came in and took out regular humans and replaced them with
classic.
You know, these, yeah, the yeah, classic, I suppose, in air quotes. But they replaced them with these kind of unfeeling, emotionless beings that, you know, had no real relation to their former self, such as Rio Ferdinand, the famed Manchester United and England defender. He's just been terrible this season. He's been out with injury, and when he's been back in, it's just been a shambles, to say the least.
I think we can all agree it's been a rough year for him.
Yeah. Well, you're a Liverpool fan, so I'm pretty sure you're not that worried about it.
I'm not worried.
All right. Moving on to number two. Daryl says, if Santa can stop time, which I believe we've already established he can, then Daryl would like for him to end the Premier League season now with Wolves in 12th place. Daryl's a Wolverhampton fan. Far above the deadly dotted line of relegation. And he adds that alliteration is awesome because Daryl's a nerd. But yeah, I mean, I think at this point in the season, you could have pipped the three teams that came up last season to go right back down, and they're all looking fairly good.
So at least the three of them plus Pompey, just with the firestorm they had at the end of the year. So
yeah, you know, I mean, Wolves are in 12th, Birmingham look good, and Burnley even, you know, Burnley, I definitely thought Burnley were going to go right back down. They're in the middle of the table.
Definitely faring better than I thought they would.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess Daryl remains happy about that one.
And for Daryl's last one, this is only if Santa's power reaches only as far as presents. He would love a big-name signing at Wolverhampton. Robbie Keane back at Molineux would be ideal.
Yeah, Molineux is the home of Wolverhampton, and Robbie Keane is I guess if you're a Liverpool fan, not a great striker. If you're a Tottenham fan or an Ireland fan, a fairly prolific striker.
I mean, I think Liverpool got rid of him far too quickly. But yeah. We don't need to get in that.
Yeah, but he would definitely be a big signing for them. Maybe not the most likely of signing, but I guess that's why he's begging Santa for it.
Yes. Santa can bring nice presents, though. So.
All right, so we need Santa to send people back in time, to deliver some kind of wizard, to restructure the entire American soccer landscape. I don't think these aren't that ridiculous.
Don't
I
forget
think,
the space-time continuum. Little.
We said that.
Excuse me. Oh, did we? Okay, well, yeah. So, I mean, again, you know, these are simple requests. I think Santa can handle them.
He's not busy.
Yeah, no. I mean,
this is off-season.
Global gifts, we're fine. All right, but I think that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Of course, no problem.
As always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, and with that, I'm going to say enjoy the long holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.